美语怎么说
How to say it in American English
Jessica 在北京学中文她的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词就会来请教她今天是于苗要问的换位思考
Hey Jessica, how is it going? 你怎么看起来气呼呼的?
I am angry. One of my friends said she's going to come visit me, but she canceled her trip at the last minute. I saved my entire weekend for her.
啊，这可真扫兴。不过你有没有问她，她为什么不来了呢?
She said a very important client is coming to town over the weekend, and she got the opportunity to accompany them.
哦，原来是这样。你想想，你朋友刚开始工作，能有这么好的接触大客户的机会，你应该为他高兴呀。试着换位思考一下嘛。
换位思考？哦，我知道了。You're telling me to put myself in her shoes. Yeah, I guess I'm being a little harsh.
对呀，他一定也想跟好朋友过个休闲的周末。But
sometimes you've got to sacrifice your personal life for work, especially when you're new at your job.
Jessica, 你这么善解人意，一定明白的。
Yeah, I guess I should be more considerate.
哦，原来善解人意就是 considerate。我其实特别明白你朋友的心情，我感同身受。这个感同身受用美语要怎么说呢？
You can say it strikes a chord. Strike is spelled S-T-R-I-K-E, and chord, C-H-O-R-D, chord.If something strikes a chord, it means it evokes a similar emotion or reaction.
就是你说的感同身受。原来是这样。Yes, your friend's situation strikes a chord with me.
You know, Yumiao, I think you're right. I'll call her and apologize for overreacting, and I will wish her good luck.
我来总结一下今天所学的。第一，换位思考叫做 put oneself in someone else's shoes。第二，善解人意可以用 considerate。第三，感同身受叫做 strike a chord。